Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number two, July 5th, 2006, 230 years in one day since the kickoff of the war that gave birth to the United States. And every canon, every pillar, every basic underlying tenet that makes the United States is being ripped through, being burned, being decimated, being eviscerated, being crushed, being defiled right now by the New World Order, and we're here standing against that and resisting it. Michael Rivero joins us in about 6 minutes on the other side of this quick break. We have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us for a full hour in the third hour to talk about a host of issues. I got a lot of other news on North Korea, the economy, of course, the head of Enron mysteriously dying. Give me a break. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Jim in Texas. Oh, Jim's up next. Excuse me. Eric in Georgia. Eric in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
I have a question about the, NAFTA superhighway. Here in Georgia, they're talking about adding a 20-mile section and then also a 15-mile section on 285 here in the metro area.
Well, I'll just say this. Most new major interstate highway building is for the NAFTA superhighways. That's official. And then, again, your toll roads will pay for that, and that'll be international under international edict and law. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, since they've already passed federal legislation, what's going to be the best way about it, revoking this?
Bush has signed an order to let private interests basically hijack or be given. It'd be like if the president signed an order saying he can give the capital to the Queen of England. It's illegal. He can't do it. They're just ceding it to the Spanish, the Dutch, the Australians, all these big government-backed companies. And then, yes, he has signed an agreement through the agencies, not through Congress, so it's unconstitutional and illegal. Scholars have looked at it, plus common sense shows it, with Canada and Mexico to do this. But he didn't even do it through treaty because Congress would have to ratify that. It's just a presidential order. He doesn't just have executive orders or PDDs, presidential decision directives. He's got other little orders, and this is just basically a homeland security order. Of course, it has nothing to do with, quote, homeland security. It's the opposite. And so it's all a fraud. Again, it's like if the president declares himself emperor tomorrow and we've all got to kiss his little toe, we don't have to do it. So we're going to have to fight it, and we're going to do that through education. It's wildly unpopular, wildly unconstitutional, very bad for this country, so it's up to you and I and others to expose it.
I see. Yeah, I definitely, I'm reading up on the legislation. I'm totally opposed to it because I know it's going to be more than just a local issue. This is going to be across the nation.
But it's not legislation. It is an imperial, and I don't say that for effect, it is an imperial decree.
So how do we go about doing that then? I mean, the best way would be to, I guess, try to take seats in local office?
Yes. Here in Texas, the majority of counties have signed on to Corridor Watch. They have signed declarations and passed some local laws in some areas saying they will not let the county or the state or the feds grab the land for it. And, yes, we're going to have to fight them in the trenches at point-blank range.
I see. Yeah, it's totally unconstitutional. I think this will finally start to wake some people up because my experience has been with people, you know, especially with like 9/11, Oklahoma City, on and on. They don't want to believe it. It's too painful to admit some of the truth behind those things.
But with this
wireless taxation, this is going to actually hurt people personally, and they'll finally have to wake up because this will actually affect their pocketbook. This will affect.
Mm-hmm.
People, they just need to wake up and realize this is a total fascist dictatorship.
To see the light, they got to feel the heat. I love that saying. I heard it this morning on Derry Brownfield. To see the light, they got to feel the heat. And believe me, folks, if you think all the stuff happening now is bad, it's going to get a lot worse. People can't believe the government carried out a terror attack. People can't believe we're going into an American Union. It's happening. I mean, how big is that? Hey, I appreciate your call. Great points, Jim. Or great points, Eric. I'm kind of getting back into the feel of things here, folks. We'll be right back with Michael Rivero.
The There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Michael Rivero is one of the first big alternative news websites on the Internet, back in the mid-1990s, and exposing the Vince Foster murder. He went through a lot of heat on that. He's been one of the preeminent individuals exposing 9/11 from day one. Very few people were there on the date of the event. In fact, he was writing about government-sponsored false flag terror operations before 9/11, and he deserves that credit. He's a real visionary, and he joins us today here as he joins us once a month. Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com, good to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me on the show again today, Alex.
You bet. So much is happening, and, you know, I don't do pre-interviews. What's on your mind today? What do you think is most important? And then I want to throw out the timely, very, very helpful timing for the administration, the death of Kenneth Lay.
Yes, that was a very interesting one to wake up to this morning. And, of course, this also reminds people of the strange death of the other Enron executive, Baxter, who was gunned down in the middle of an intersection the day before he was to testify on the trial. So whether or not Ken Lay was really just a coincidental passing away or if some other force is at work, I think remains to be seen here. But it is definitely very interesting timing that Ken Lay has passed away just before his sentencing and the opportunity for him to trade additional testimony in exchange for a reduced sentence.
Where do you think the Iran war is right now? Is it still on the front burner, or are the neocons starting to back off a bit?
Well, I think the neocons are trying to, instead of make a right turn, they're making three lefts, and I think they're going to go through Syria, because obviously there is no public support in the United States for more wars anywhere, Iran or North Korea. And
so Israel's going to heat stuff up. Normal provocations that are always there, they're now making a big deal out of it, and then claim Syria is funding that?
Yeah, absolutely. Even Haaretz was reporting that this invasion to basically kidnap the elected government of Palestine was planned weeks before the capture of this soldier. And by the way, when soldiers are coming into your territory to kidnap your government, that's called an invasion, and capturing them to keep them from doing so is generally considered the normal course of events. But Israel has basically seized upon this one individual to wave his bloody shirt around, as it were, to justify a huge military incursion into Gaza, which effectively amounts to collective punishment against the Palestinians. They're shutting off their water, they're shutting off the power, they've bombed the local power stations, so the Palestinians are totally dependent on whatever Israel deigns to allow them to have to live on.
That's right. One town has 1.3 million people in it, and they've been without water now for days, and they're saying they're going to kill the Palestinian prime minister, all because one soldier was captured, when Israel every day is capturing Palestinian fighters. I mean, even if you don't have a dog in the fight on either side, you can see this is all a provocation, an artificial escalation.
Absolutely. And again, the fact that they had planned this invasion before this soldier was captured basically proves that the soldier is just a convenient excuse to continue pushing this forward. Now, of course, they're talking about blaming Damascus for this capture, which is an incredible reach, but as of this morning, Israel has increased its state of readiness and alert along the border with Syria out of concerns that Syria might try an attack against Israel for the military incursion that Israel staged last week, in which they invaded Syria's airspace and buzzed the palace of the ruler there.
In fact, here's Reuters today. Israel warns of long war over soldier. Gaza, Israel warned the governing Palestinian faction Hamas the sky will fall on them. That's a quote. If they harm or captured soldier after a deadline passed on Tuesday for the Jewish state to accept a prisoner in exchange, while Israeli tanks and infantry massed along the Gaza Strip's northern border for the threatened ground incursion, Prime Minister Olmert said the campaign to free Corporal Gilad Shalit could turn into a, quote, long war. Three Palestinian factions, among them the Hamas armed wing, pulled out of negotiations with Egyptian mediators trying to end the standoff over the soldier. Hamas political leader said Israel rejected a 6 a.m. ultimatum set by the factions, which demanded that the Jewish state set free 1,000 prisoners unless the demands were met. The factions said the enemy will bear full responsibility for future consequences. Olmert said Israel would not negotiate with the militants. And the newspaper reported the government had given the army a green light to launch a deeper incursion into northern Gaza, through which there may be no indication when it might begin. This is a long war, the Prime Minister of Israel said. It requires lots of patience, sometimes endless restraint. We have to know when to clench our teeth and to deal a decisive blow. Michael Rivera?
Well, again, going back to the report in Haaretz, this is something that was planned a long time ago, and the soldier is clearly just a convenient excuse. We're not even sure where the soldier is, who really kidnapped him, or for that matter, he could, you know, be having a vacation somewhere just laughing at all this silliness as this goes on, because, you know, Israel is making demands of the Palestinian leadership to release this soldier, and yet even Israel admits the Palestinian leadership had nothing to do with this alleged capture or kidnapping. So
it also came out in Haaretz and UPI, what, now 4 years ago, Israel admits that they have, quote, fake al-Qaeda groups of hundreds of young Palestinians they captured over a decade ago. They torture them, they train them, they recruit them different ways, and then they have them out actually carrying out terror attacks, acting like the Palestinians did it. I mean, that's Israeli papers admitting it. That's not Michael Rivera.
Yeah, but this has been on my site for a while, the page about the fake al-Qaeda. And another issue that people need to remember is that Hamas originally was a creation of Israeli intelligence.
And that's major news as well.
Yeah, and basically Shin Bet put together Hamas originally as an opposition group to Yasser Arafat to prevent the unification of Palestine. Well, once Arafat passed away, Hamas did unify Palestine underneath their own rulership, and at that point, of course, obviously Israel has turned on them.
And for those that don't know, Shin Bet is the internal Israeli security agency, like the FBI, versus the CIA being Mossad.
Yes, absolutely. And so there's a lot of deception going on, and certainly in that part of the world, very few things are what they appear to be on the surface. But definitely, you know, Israel has a long history of using undercover operatives to pretend to be terrorists to stage the very acts that Israel needs in order to justify its actions. Another issue to keep in mind about these so-called Qassam rockets, these are rockets that are home-built. They follow a similar blueprint, but there's no single point of manufacture. So if a home-built rocket flies over the border and lands in a schoolyard, and they say, oh, those Palestinians, there really is no provenance of that.
And Israel has said one more of these hits a major city, they're going to go all out with a huge military invasion.
Yeah, absolutely. So in whose interest is it to be flinging rockets into empty schoolyards right now? It's certainly not in the Palestinians or Hamas's interest, but Israel is looking for a reason to escalate the matter. And so, you know, again, taking some of these undercover operatives who are playing Al-Qaeda, you give them a homemade rocket, let them set it off, and Israel has the perfect excuse to continue its incursion back into Gaza.
And it's not like we're just, it's not like we're just saying this because it's our opinion. This has been all over the major Israeli papers, all over even Western papers. It is admitted that a large part of the military attacks on Israel are actually Israel attacking itself. Michael Rivero, for laymen out there that don't understand problem, reaction, solution, or government-sponsored terror, will you explain why Israel likes to do this to itself?
Well, and it's not just Israel. Even the United States has played this game before with Operation Northwoods, and a lot of people think even with 9/11 and certainly provably with Pearl Harbor, where in order to create the political climate for a war, to support a war, a nation will very often covertly stage a phony attack against itself so that they can tell the people of the country, we are being attacked, we must defend ourselves. Perhaps one of the best examples, of course, is back to Hitler, who staged a fake attack against a German radio station near the Polish border.
Gleiwitz.
Even going so far as to take prisoners, dress them in Polish uniforms, and leave them dead at the site for the newspapers to take pictures of. So these kind of deceptions go on throughout history. In fact, if you really think about it, any war on the initiating side has involved a government having to lie to its people, because it's very hard to get people who are very happy with their lives and just taking care of business and sending their kids to school to simply give that all up and say, we're going to march off and invade somebody else's country, unless they have been told that other country is this tremendous threat and they must strike first to preserve their standard of living.
You were going to add something earlier when I interrupted you.
Actually, that slipped my mind at this particular point. But getting back to this issue that Israel does this to itself, it is a very old trick. It is not unique to Israel. Throughout history, we have, even from Roman times, we have seen rulers will play these tricks on their own people to trick them into going into war.
In fact, the first fire departments were really mafia groups that threatened to burn down your neighborhood if you didn't pay them protection money.
Well, actually, that goes back to Rome and to Marcus Licinius Crassus, who, and actually the way the deal worked is he built his fire department, and when a building would catch on fire, he would race to the scene and say, I'll buy the building from you for half its price. And if the owner sold the building, he would have his people put out the fire. And if not, he would just let it burn down. And by this simple device, he became the richest man in the world.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. And actually, he was the gentleman who also used the threat of Spartacus' slave revolt to get himself voted extraordinary powers in the Roman government and became, if not the first Roman dictator, certainly the progenitor of them.
You're absolutely right. The beginning of the slide. We'll be right back with Michael Rivero, an incredible individual, getting into a whole host of vital issues to you and your family. And we'll open the phones up for our guest later in the hour as well. His website's whatreallyhappened.com, minorjonesreport.com, prisonplanet.tv, and InfoWars.net. Check them out today.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice about the spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at opcpure.com to be exceptional. They're all natural, energy-giving supplements, restore your body's health, and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of opcpure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of opcpure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Michael Rivero, I know you want to get into some of the new 9/11 information that's come out and also what's happening with the economy domestically, where you think the election's going in November, but I wanted to get your take on people getting kicked out of VA hospitals who are wearing Veterans for Peace t-shirts because, quote, it's a protest. London Independent, people reading London Independent news articles, and the police come over and enroll them in a database and threaten to take their children from them. I mean, we really are becoming like the old Soviet Union. How bad do you think this is going to get before the people really start waking up? And what do you think the establishment's time frame is? You know, what do you think they're pushing for?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that what they're pushing to do is to make the average American or British subject simply too scared to ask questions or to even talk with each other. And all of these revelations about government surveillance on our phone calls and our banking records, there really is too much going on for even the government with all of their computers to really keep track of in terms of phone and internet traffic.
They can grab the data, but they can't do anything with it. And there's a new big announcement. The government tracks your social networks. They want to scare us. I agree.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. They want to discourage people from going on the internet to share what they are concerned about. They want to keep everybody so scared of being overheard by government informants that people stop talking. And this is exactly the same tactic that Hitler used in Germany.
I don't think it's working, Michael.
Well, I don't think so either, because I think most people who are using the internet are smart enough to realize that the volume of data is simply too great to really be effective.
Plus, so what? What have we done? We're the good guys. This proves how bad they are.
That is absolutely correct. None of us are committing any crimes. We're not discussing committing any crimes. We're certainly cheering on the hope that this corrupt bunch of criminals will fall of their own rot and corruption, but that is itself not a crime.
Shifting gears again, the provocateur stuff in Florida, the provocateur stuff in Canada, England. Weeks after each of these events, they have to admit that it was all staged. That's kind of blowing up in their face. In fact, it was blowing up in their face 2 days after the Florida announcement of last week that it was all staged.
Yeah, this one was a pretty badly botched operation. We used to see this stuff back in the 60s when COINTELPRO was trying to shut down dissent against the Vietnam War. And what it is you would have FBI informants would get together with a group of people and cheer them on to try and do something, to blow up a building or set fire to a bank or something. And it would turn out that it was the informant's idea, and the informant provided the materials and just sort of talked these other people into going along with them. And the instant they agree, they slap the handcuffs on them. And in the case of the Miami group, the informant provided some boots and some cash and said, yeah, wouldn't this be a great idea? And these losers basically said, yeah, I guess it would. And the instant that happened, they were arrested for the headline value. And I think we're going to continue to see more of this. And, of course, at some point you have to say, as we get closer to that line of actual violence, how much of the violence that we have been seeing is really homegrown terrorists, or how much of it is simply being set up by the government to justify more and more draconian controls on our lives? Certainly some new information has been surfacing regarding the Oklahoma federal building bombing, which again suggests that there were additional people involved in that bombing that the government went out of their way to keep concealed.
Well, so, I mean, look at England. Hundreds of police raid, 40-something in one house. They shoot an innocent person, nothing illegal found. And a few days later, they admit it was, quote, botch, but in the average Brit's mind, they foiled a terror attack. Same thing, they go find a bunch of idiots in some group, get one or two of them to shoot their mouths off. The government, the Royal Mounted Police, delivers some fertilizer to the house. You go down to Florida, they literally created the group, gave them kids tens of thousands of dollars a month, told them to march around and say all this on videotape. These are supposed to scare the public and make us think the government's keeping us safe. But, Michael, I think it's doing the opposite. I mean, how dumb is this government?
Well, this government is still trying to play the propaganda war by the rules that worked back in the 50s and 60s. And they've never really quite gotten their minds around how much the internet has changed the flow of information in our society. Now, of course, with this two-tiered system, they're trying to find a way to turn the internet into another TV network where there are favored high-volume providers and everybody else is shoved over to the side like community access. But I think it's certainly a case of too late, because now we have a very skeptical population that knows they need to go look at other sources for the real story. For example, certainly looking at the mainstream media, every time there's one of these hoaxes, the hoax will get the front page headlines, terrorists arrested in Miami. Then, as you say, two or three days later when they have to admit that this was all a setup by the informant, that's always buried in page 12 below the fold, where most people...
But we make it page one. Let's talk about the new media when we get back, and let's get into Internet 2 and the two-tiered system with Mike Rivero and take your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've got a report here where they use the Alexa traffic ratings and several other, you know, trusted mainstream indicators that every major neocon TV and radio show has seen a plunge in the last year. And overall, I've looked at the trends myself, spot check, looking up different individuals. They're all going down. The alternative media is shooting upwards like a rocket. Like a rocket, even though there's hundreds of new sites every month, even though, quote, the alternative media is competing with itself, we continue to rise, they continue to fall. And if you add the thousands of alternative media websites together, they dwarf mainstream media, though mainstream media still has the big guns, can put out the big story, can put out the big spin, and have us all responding to it. We don't realize, you know, how big we are, how big we've gotten, the effect we're having. There's a lot of disinfo out there, too. We know a lot of money's being spent on that. The government and corporations have been caught spending billions, with a B, every year on not just fake newscasts and media and mainstream news, but fake blogs, fake alternative grassroots rent-a-mob actions. But Internet readers have gotten a very astute palate for this. They've gotten very, very aware of what's going on. And so the establishment is panicking. Newspaper readership in the last decade down over 60%. What is it? 64% now on average. TV news down by over 40% just in the last 5 years. And their graph is going down. Our graph is going straight up. So they're openly moving in to let the old net, quote, die. I've even got a CNN piece admitting it, an MSNBC piece saying the same thing. Letting the old switches go down, letting the peer-to-peer network shut down, not having it be a free flow on the web, making you subscribe to certain things, making you go over to Internet 2, signing on to have a subdomain with one of the big 50 they're going to have, and then you sign a contract with them, restricting your speech. You know, it's all done by contract, having you waive your rights. This is where it's all going. Michael Rivero, can you talk some about this phenomenon that you've really been covering and watching, and then how you think this is going to shake out and whether they'll be successful or not?
Well, basically, the Internet, you need to go back and look at the early days of it. This was not a facility that was ever intended to be available to the general public. What is now the Internet began as something called the ARPANET and was really intended to be used only by defense contractors and universities that were doing military work. But as individuals left the universities and the military for the private sector, they were taking along net connections because, as everyone knows now, it's an incredibly useful device to have. And this was even before there was a World Wide Web, when the ARPANET just did email and what were called the Usenet readers groups. And it was still very popular. And in the 70s, the government started being very concerned about how this unrestricted mass communication media was beginning to take root in the United States. So they tried to impose some rules by saying that, you know, when you get next year's funding check, you have to have these rules to go with it. And the companies that were running the Internet backbone at the time collectively said, well, you can keep your funding. We'll cover it ourselves from now on. Thank you very much. And at that point, the ARPANET became the Internet, and it went public, and of course it's been exploding ever since, to the point where virtually everybody is plugged into it to one degree or another, and more Americans, as you pointed out in your speech, are beginning to get their political news from it. So now we're seeing the vested interests who formerly had control of information flow in the United States are beginning to realize that the rules that worked back at the height of the Cold War of propaganda and deception aren't cutting it anymore. The public does not trust the government anymore. The public does not trust the mainstream media anymore. And because the government and media cannot win a war of credibility by continuing to lie, what they're trying to do is figure out some way to get rid of the alternate sources of information.
Well, Alexander Solzhenitsyn said that a lie can only be enforced and backed up by force.
Absolutely, by removing the alternatives to the truth, because people are going to go for the truth if they can get it. So the only way you can enforce the lie is to block the truth, and that's what this restructuring of the Internet is really all about. Because for the first time, the government has dropped what is called the common carrier rule, which was established in the early days of the telephone companies, so that each telephone company was committed to carrying the traffic of all the other telephone companies, so that anybody could call anybody. Otherwise, you would have to subscribe to several phone companies to cover the entire United States. Well, that principle has been abandoned on the Internet with this rush toward Internet 2, and what that means is the main communication service providers, the backbone providers, now have a two-lane system.
There getting rid of, and a big part of that is net neutrality. For those that don't know, they're openly saying they're going to shut down the web. You already pay for it by your subscription. They already have made wild profits. It is free market now. But now they're going to start saying, well, I'm not, you know, say Cogent 3 or Cogent and Level 3. They're going to say, we're not going to share data anymore. We already saw that last year crash about a third of the net. It's similar to filters they have in China. Those are being placed in with Internet 2. They're saying, again, we're going to shut down piece by piece the old web, make you pay more, sign on to Internet 2, and then you'll be on one of our hubs under our rules. Folks, they're openly announcing this, but I think people are addicted to the web now. I don't think they're going to put up with it. They're going to knock down these barriers. I think the establishment's been a little too arrogant, Michael Rivero, and I think it's a little too late for them.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because the attempt to impose that censorship in China was done with the cooperation of Cisco, which developed these routers with built-in filtering systems. And Chinese students very quickly found ways to get around those filters on the routers. So it has not been a tremendous success in China. I certainly don't believe it will be a tremendous success here in the United States. And once you have a population that is aware that the government is acting illegally and criminally, simply removing the Internet isn't going to solve the problem, because if you go back to the fall of the old Soviet Union, they didn't have a widespread Internet at that time. What they had instead was called the samizdat, which were fax machines, and all they were doing was chaining fax machines together so they could send these written articles to each other from one machine to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. It wasn't as fast as the Internet, but it got the word out.
Exactly, and if they try to shut down the web, which they are trying to do, it's just going to make our information that much more valuable. People always want what they can't get or what's forbidden.
Yeah, you're going to see the banned in Boston effect definitely take hold, and people are going to start trying to hunt the stuff down. You won't have to, like, go out and put it out on the web. People are going to be coming to you and saying, can you share this with me? And you'll see it go back more to private newsletters rather than open websites.
So but you think they're going to be able to, I mean, how much of it do you think they'll be able to shut down?
I don't think they're going to be able to shut it down as much as they would like to imagine that they can, because first of all, there's a lot of commerce that is flowing on these smaller websites now, and if there's one thing the government never does, it's harm that flow of revenue that they can tax. So I think what we're going to see is there's going to be the favored clients are going to be delivering movies on demand and so forth. But I think when your average Internet user decides it's time to put the movie down and go back to finding out what the government is really doing, they're still going to be able to reach websites like yours and mine.
Well, it's important now that this battle is developing to educate people, to get the news articles that are even mainstream now, about this happening, get it out to everyone, alert people that this is going on, and then remind them how much value there is in whatreallyhappened.com or prisonplanet.com.
Or Infowars.com.
I mean,
yes, we definitely need to get that out there, but, you know, I'm sure that your numbers are showing that your readership is increasing rapidly, and so are mine. And we measure by total bandwidth being used, because even some of the rating services, I think, are subject to political pressures. But certainly, to judge from our total bandwidth, our readership continues to grow every day.
Well, it's exponential. That's what I do, Mike, is I look at the graph, and if our graph just keeps going straight up, in the aggregate overall, at, you know, 100% plus growth rates, more than that now, every year, and I see that with many of the other alternative sites, I mean, that's exponential. What are they going to do? How do they counter something like that?
Well, I think they're going to counter it by trying to make other parts of the net more attractive. They're going to offer more entertainments and more distractions the way that the TV networks have done. If you go back and look at regular TV now, very little hard news, but, you know, lots of distractions. I made a comment today about yesterday there was a news coverage of a hot dog eating contest. This was apparently the hot news item for this particular cycle. And I think you're going to see an attempt to do that.
And the Japanese guy ate 44 of them. Somebody was telling me this yesterday, and I said, I don't want to hear about that. You know, don't bring that propaganda here. I mean, you're right. It's just you can really see them. But you know what? They'd gone to pure sex, drugs, and partying on TV. Their numbers are still falling through the roof, Mike.
That's absolutely correct, because as Thomas Jefferson said, it is the duty of all citizens to keep themselves fully informed so that they may make good decisions. And I think more and more Americans are beginning to realize just how important that is.
Let's take a call or two. Who's up first here? Tony in North Carolina. You're on the air, Tony. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I sure do appreciate your show and the information you put out. I got a whole Kevin from North Carolina, and he turned me on to a couple of your movies and your website, and down here we're trying to prepare and get the information out. I'd just like to say that it's kind of frustrating. Most people I give these movies to don't watch them, don't want to see them, and I found that giving information out to strangers is a lot better than your kinfolk and your friends.
Well, a salesman will tell you, and Mike said this before, it's true, it's harder to sell family than it is to simply sell total strangers. Family thinks you're putting them down or being uppity. And pearls before swine is what Christ said. When somebody doesn't appreciate you trying to warn them, move on, move on. Michael Rivero?
Absolutely. Don't waste your time with people who aren't ready to hear the message, because there's plenty of people out there who are ready, willing, and very eager to find out what's going on. And when you're dealing with people who are rejecting what you have to offer, what they're really doing is they don't want to know what's going on, because then they'd have to admit to themselves that they don't have the courage to do anything about it.
Sure, think about this. Hey, I got a video that shows the government carried out 9/11. Even if you don't believe that, still, that's pretty interesting. I mean, let's say I didn't believe in this stuff, and I was just learning about it, and somebody said, here's a professional DVD about 9/11 being an inside job, or here's a website that says it. I would still check that out. The fact that they act like it's a cobra you're trying to hand them, and this has happened to me, they'll back up against the wall. Don't, no, I don't want it. It's because deep down they already know it's true, and they're afraid of what they may have to face because they're lazy, Michael.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Everybody wants to believe that they're good human beings and that they would take a stand against truth, injustice, or take a stand for truth, justice, and what we used to call the American way. But once they are confronted with proof that the government is carrying out assassinations or committing torture or war crimes, then they got to make the choice what to do about it. And most people don't have the courage to do anything about it, and they don't want to have to admit that to themselves. So they'll treat DVDs like yours and websites like mine the way vampires would treat crosses. They just run and hide as quickly as they can.
Thanks for the call, Tony. I appreciate it. Michael Rivero, the Iraq War. I mean, we know their plan was to have civil war, was to break the country up. People think the government's failing. It's actually succeeding. But it seems like things are going even worse than they wanted in Iraq, like they overdid things, and now contractors are pulling out, contracts are getting canceled, the troops are getting in these siege mentalities. It seems like it's gone even worse than they wanted. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I don't think it's gone at all the way they were expecting it to. And we're now starting to see where the Iraqi government is now planning on arming the insurgents, supposedly because the insurgents are now going to turn on the foreign fighters. But we already know that there aren't really that many foreign fighters. So I think what it is the Iraqi government and the insurgency may in fact be turning on their American occupiers. And
well,
I think it's going to get really ugly there.
The puppet government's getting killed wholesale, so they've got to. They're now, you can't beat them, join them. This is the end, then. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I think, and we're already starting to see it happen, I think Bush and the neocons are going to try and create a war someplace else, anywhere else, to distract the media from what's going on in Iraq, just as Iraq was used to distract from how bad things were going in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
And I think
escalate it to such a level that it'll smokescreen the last crisis. That's called a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, all Ponzi schemes collapse. But I think this is the reason one of the reasons we were seeing a push into Iran. But with that not getting any support, now all of a sudden, the news cycles are focused totally on the threat from North Korea, which isn't much of a threat because that long-range missile we're all supposed to be trembling in fear of exploded 35 seconds after launch yesterday. So, it's not really a credible threat anymore.
Well, I mean, I'll put it to you this way. It's a bigger threat than Iran, so that even then works against the psychology to begin with.
No, please continue.
Well, I mean, they're trying to say that Iran's so deadly and evil, so now we're supposed to buy the new threat that North Korea is so deadly. Well, in reality, they are more dangerous than Iran, so why should we invade Iran?
Absolutely, but I think the new U.S. position isn't that we're going to invade Iran, but that somehow or other Iran will be seen to attack Israel. And if you remember from a few months ago, President Bush has already committed the United States to the defense of Israel, even if Israel attacks first in a regional conflict.
I saw
so,
that.
Yeah, basically, Bush has a wide-open door for a new Mideast war. All Israel has to do, rather, is get somebody shooting at them. And it looks like it's going to be Syria, because if Israel and Syria get into a war, Iran will come to Syria's aid, and then the U.S. will come to Israel's aid, and then Russia will come to Iran's aid.
So Israel's
really going to get out of control.
So you think they're probably going to kick the whole thing off, and you're right, it looks like they're in the process of doing that now, God help us. Do you think the 9/11 truth movement and the millions of people worldwide exposing 9/11 as an inside job, do you think that that has stopped the globalists, the neocons, from carrying out more attacks?
I do think so, because I think the fact that these cover-ups have become unraveled so quickly in the global community certainly has to be a deterrent to anybody planning to do additional staged terror attacks, because certainly one would think that there would have been more of them by now, but I'm pretty sure that as they sit around those planning meetings, they keep saying, you know, the last time we tried this, we thought it was going to be so perfect, and look at how quickly it all unraveled and all came apart because of all the commentary, the uncontrolled flow of information on the Internet.
Yeah, I don't think they expected it to unravel this fast, and I don't think they expected us to be as bold as we've been. And they were telling us there'll be more terror, give up your rights, but now they're having to kind of back off of that because they know that at least half the population smells a big fat rat.
Absolutely, and I do think it is a deterrent to future such acts, although unfortunately when you're dealing with staged terror and these kind of actions, you're always more or less at the mercy of whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. So there's a great deal of unpredictability going into these situations, and there may yet be more of these, but certainly the fact that we tore 9/11 apart as thoroughly as we have, I think, is instituting some caution among the planners of these sorts of things.
Well, that's good. I agree with you. We also have gotten a lot of internal info in the last 4 years out of Bilderberg Group. For the first time, we've seen a split, and some of the old-line Europeans are now actually scared of Bush and think he's a complete psychopath, which Bush and his controllers aren't. So even the elite's getting a little bit shaky right now. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I don't like Lenin, but he said one thing that was true, to paraphrase. He said there are times in history when more things happen in a week than happens in 100 years. And we're at that crossroads right now, and the elite knows that. They're out of control. But when we've got people like Lou Dobbs on CNN saying, you know, that we're going into an American union and that it's a traitorous and that he can't believe it and that we're losing our country, I mean, that shows how serious this is. This is mainstream. This whole New World Order is really starting to come out right now, and we're at that crossroads. In closing, Michael Rivero, where do you think things are going in the next 6 months? What do you think is going to happen with the election?
Well, I'm very concerned about the election due to the we're seeing epidemics of vote fraud, and it's being reported more, but we're not seeing any willingness within the government itself to really seriously address the issue. The thing to keep in mind, though, is that one of the most egregious examples is where the voting machines are found to have an onboard code interpreter. Now, for those people who are less than familiar with computers, what this means is these voting machine software have the ability to accept new instructions on the fly after they've been certified for the elections. And I believe the mechanism involved is when the memory card that stores the vote results is inserted into the voting machine, if there is a file already on there with special instructions, the voting machine will look at it and follow those instructions, which can be as simple as take so many votes away from this candidate and give them to this candidate over here. But certainly one needs to keep in mind that, as in the case of Diebold, this is a company that makes teller machines that never lose a penny from one end of the country to the other, and yet their voting machines are incredibly open to fraud and deception and hacking.
Designed for it. In fact, when we have you on again in a month, I want to do a whole hour, Michael Rivero, on electronic voting scams and the plethora, the constellation, the galaxy of bad things that are happening. And we're going to be getting more guests on in the future talking about this because it's an orgy of evidence that the vote is being stolen and manipulated, another sign of how serious times have gotten in this country. Michael Rivero, whatreallyhappened.com, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me on the show.
God bless you, my friend. I want to encourage all the listeners to go to InfoWars.com right now. My new film, Terror Storm, is available. Limited rush copies before the official film comes out. If you want to secure your copy right now, the DVD, without the extras, get it. Make copies. Get it out to everyone. Terror Storm available at InfoWars.com. It's my most powerful film yet. You need to have it. InfoWars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Now, we're going ahead and getting our guest on now. We'll keep him into the next hour. And he's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, one of the senior individuals, Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan, and one of the big granddaddy conservatives in the U.S. And I saw this article. I'm really glad we already had him set up for the show. Bush's Army, A Few Good Degenerates. We'll be talking about this report he's put out that's on PrisonPlanet.com. But Paul Craig Roberts, we're about to break, Doctor, but what are a few of the other issues you want to talk about when we get back?
Well, we can talk about this Canadian-Mexican-American pact, and then we can talk about the voting fraud.
Okay, so we'll talk about the American Union deal. We'll talk about the voting fraud. But I do first want to get into Bush's Army, A Few Good Degenerates, in an article that you just put out yesterday, sir.
Sure.
Before we break in 1 minute, just give us the opening salvo about this particular article you've written.
Well, Alex, my title was The Reality Beneath the Flag Waving. And what I point out in this article is that so many of the Bush supporters are in such total denial that they just don't believe the news. If you tell them that the troops have misbehaved in some atrocious way, they simply say it's all made up by the liberal media in order to demoralize Americans and cause them not to support the war. So that's the main thrust. It's the fact that the war is based entirely on denial by Bush supporters of the basic facts.
Let's get into that mass delusion that the neocons have. On the other side of this quick break, we'll be back in 70 seconds with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.